From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Good to talk with you again.
Hi, Lynn. It's great to be with you again.
Having a good summer?
Yeah, it's hot, of course, but what else is new?
That's right. Well, let's get right to the challenge. Tell us again what the challenge was about last week.
Yes, it came from listener Henry Hook, who's one of the country's top crossword constructors. I said, name a well-known movie in five letters, two syllables. The vowel sound in the first syllable is a short I. Change that vowel to a long I, and phonetically, you'll name another famous movie in six letters. What movies are these?
And the answer to that is?
The answer is Sicko and Psycho.
Kind of related, too, aren't they? Well, we had about 1,100 correct entries for this puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Nina Yusick from Olney, Maryland. Good to talk with you, Nina. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nina, you're on the road now, I know. You're not in Olney, but what do you do when you are at home?
I'm an educator. I work in a Jewish day school, and I took a second job this summer as the religious director, the principal of our synagogue's school.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Almost since it started. I mean, I was in graduate school in California. I followed you to Oklahoma City, to San Antonio, Texas, and now to Montgomery County. So I'm a very strong advocate and follower of the puzzle. Wherever we are, we listen to it.
So it's always good when a longtime listener wins the chance to do this with Will. Are you ready to play now?
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay.
Hi, Nina. There is no reason to be nervous today.
Okay.
Every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in which the first word is a verb, the second word is the, and the third word is a noun. I'll give you the phrase, but with an anagram of either the first or last word, you give me the phrases. For example, if I said flee the pinch, you would say feel the pinch, since feel is an anagram of flee.
Okay.
All right, number one is Miss the Pinto.
Miss the Pinto.
Yeah. And you want an anagram Pinto. Miss the blank.
Okay. Lynn, help me out on this.
I'm kind of stumped. I'm not sure how to do this.
All right, I'll tell you. It's Miss the Point. Rearrange the letters of Pinto to get point.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Miss the Point. Number two is Taste the Obvious.
Okay. Let's see. Taste the Obvious.
And what's your anagram, the first word? So think of blank the obvious.
Oh, I have an idea.
I'm brain dead right now.
Is it state the obvious?
State the obvious. Good job. Okay, try this one. Find the item. I-T-E-M. Find the item.
The item. Okay.
And switch the first and third letters there.
Okay. Find the time.
Find the time. Good job.
Okay. Finally. Okay.
Show the odor. O-D-O-R. Show the odor.
Show the odor. Okay. Show the door.
Show the door is it. Cork the boat. C-O-R-K. B-O-A-T.
C-O-R-K.
C-O-R-K.
C-O-R-K. The boat.
Yeah.
Rock the boat.
Rock the boat is it. Stem the diet. S-T-E-M-D-I-E-T.
Stem the diet. I'm on one right now. Okay. Met the diet. Stem the tide.
Stem the tide is it. Parse the rod. P-A-R-S-E-R-O-D.
Spare the rod.
Spare the rod. That was fast. Try this. Learn the prose. P-R-O-S-E.
Begins with an R, I think.
That's it?
Yeah, learn the ropes.
Yeah.
That's it. Learn the ropes. Good. Try this one. Touch the earth. T-O-U-C-H-E-A-R-T-H.
Okay. Touch the earth.
I'll give you a hint. You want to anagram that last word.
Right. Touch the heart.
Touch the heart. Good. Follow the dealer. D-E-A-L-E-R.
The leader?
Follow the leader. Good.
Okay.
Grease the lamp. G-R-E-A-S-E.
Uh-huh.
And L-A-M-P.
Grease the palm.
That's it.
And all right, you're last... really getting it now.
it took a while, but, you know, finally hearing better, too.
And here's your last one. Prod the subject. That's P-R-O-D.
Uh-huh.
S-U-B-J-E-C-T.
Okay, prod the subject. Let's see.
Don't rearrange the first word. Drop the subject. Good work.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was stumped. I was stumped by quite a few of those, Nina. So,
well, so was I.
You did great.
Well, thank you.
And, of course, for playing the puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents Volume 2, that's from Random House, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Now, Nina, tell us, what member station do you listen to?
There's a couple. We have WAMU, and we have WETA out of Washington, D.C.
Well, great. Thanks for listening.
I have to say KUHF in Houston got me hooked.
Okay, great. Well, glad that you've been following us all over the country. Nina Usick is from Olney, Maryland, and thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us, Nina.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Well, think of a six-letter word ending in a vowel that names something worn outdoors. Change the vowel to a G, as in George, and you'll name a popular outdoor activity. What is it? So again, a six-letter word ending in a vowel that names something worn outdoors. Change the vowel to a G, and you'll name a popular outdoor activity. What activity is it?
All right, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Good talking to you again. Thanks for being with us, Will.
Thanks, Lynn.